Everyone, it's been so long since I've done this. I've got to figure out how to do it all over again. I'm brand new, apparently. Don't know what that's about, but here we go. I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad to be doing this. I have had consistent problems with some of my data streams doing this out and about. I really wanted to show you parts of Colorado and be by the lake that I walk, and apparently the stored videos just don't work that way. So I'm doing it from my home now. So sorry. If I can figure that out, then I will get you back out into beautiful Colorado, especially in the fall. Hey, Colleen. Actually, Colleen doesn't know it, but I'm going to be talking a little bit about her today as we talk about scoping out the long game. Again, I am so glad you're here. My name is Triffany Hammond. It's just like Tiffany with an R. So when you go out and you're looking for everything, make sure that you put an R in that Tiffany. And I help high-powered women who have all the trappings of success but haven't figured out that happiness piece. Add the happiness piece. Colleen says, uh-oh, yeah, you're in for it. So that's what I do. And these scopes are really about some of my own personal work that I do for myself, me using my tools, me using my own life, because we are all in this together and none of us is immune from or exempt from the trials and tribulations that help us grow as people if we choose to view it that way, right? So today, I want to talk about something that's been coming up for me again and again. Now, it has, obviously, through the course of my life, but here recently it's really come into sharp focus through some of my own experiences and some of the experiences of, I mentioned Colleen, I'm going to give her another shout out a little bit later, give you her website. But there is a real quickening, I guess, as the end of the year comes up. People go, oh crap, the year's gone by and what have I accomplished and I'm not where I want to be. And it's so easy for people to get so caught up in this very short-sighted, reactive place in regard to their life, especially as the year comes up. And we know once the holidays hit, man, it really quickens after that, right? So I want to today talk about a very, very simple shift in perspective that can help us stop that stress and get us back into a place where we can be proactive again, where we can begin to plan forward and look forward into the dreams that we're creating for ourselves. So I'm going to give you a slight, a little example here from my own life, and then I'm going to share from one of my best friends in the whole world, Colleen Kelly. But from my own life, I want to tell you about, as odd as it sounds, the way I adopted our dog. So shortly after my divorce, my oldest son, he was 15 at the time, or no, he was 15 when we got her, but he started asking for a dog about 13. Shortly after the divorce. He just really wanted a companion animal. I had my cat, my daughter had her cat, he had reptiles and snakes and things, but not a companion animal. And he kept asking me to consider a dog. Now, I'm a single mom, right? House, business, entrepreneur, all these things. I thought, oh, there's no way I can take on more responsibility, because you know darn good and well what happens if that dog doesn't get walked or that dog doesn't get fed, right? Who does it fall to? It falls to mom. So we hemmed and hawed about it for a very long time, and what he started to do was volunteer at the local animal shelter. So we started bringing in food, we started taking those dogs for a walk, and we went in and we found a dog that we fell in love with. We'd reach our hand in and it would completely submit. It was called an otter hound, which I had never heard of. Cute little fuzzy, giant Benji looking dog, and sweetest personality, but it hadn't been cat tested. So we went back in later. Has it been cat tested yet? Oh gosh, no, we're so sorry. We've been so swamped. It's okay, no big deal. Has it been cat tested yet? No, we're so sorry. This went on for a good 3 or 4 visits. So a week and a half, 2 weeks maybe, where we were interested in this dog, but they hadn't cat tested it yet. Well, one day I'm talking to my mom and I'm like, you know, maybe this isn't meant to be. When, you know, I have my own reservations and I know they're selfish. And she says, you know, honey, when you were a teenager and you went through hard times, who got you through it? And I had to admit it was my Doberman and Tutella. And she said, let's go get that dog. So we went ahead and we went in. Turns out they had cat tested it this time. Not good with cats. great. So I hear from way back in the back of the shelter, Mom, you gotta come see this. And my son is fawning all over this little husky. And she's fawning all over him. She's just, again, submitting and licking his hand. She's so gentle and so sweet. There's no information on her whatsoever. Turns out the shelter we got her from had saved her from a kill shelter 2 hours prior, 1 hour before she was set to put, she was scheduled to be put down. So from 11, they got her at 11 o'clock that day. She was scheduled to be put down at noon. We came in, she hadn't even been processed yet. She hadn't been fixed, which is why she hadn't been, wasn't put up for adoption yet. We came in and talked them into letting us take her home at one. So in the course of 2 hours, this dog went from death row to being, having a forever home with us. The reason I'm even telling you this story is I want you to think about the way we read the messages, the way we read the information and the signs that come to us in our life and in our world, right? So there were a couple ways to look at this. And the way I looked at it, which was through my own completely selfish lens of, oh, can I take on one more piece of this menagerie, right? And I saw it that way. Maybe we're not supposed to have this dog. Maybe this, you know, maybe I'm taking on too much. I'm not sure that I can handle this. I'm not sure that I can do this, right? That's one way. That's a stressful way. That's making me reactive to the information, reactive to the several times that we went into the shelter and didn't get a dog, the dog that we thought we were going to get. Sergeant was his name, right? That's a reactive response. And it's a stress-filled one. It's, I'm actually going to the future at this point and borrowing trouble from a potential future where they're, I'm overwhelmed and I can't do it all. I'm feeding into a story I already have about my own personal limitations, right? Now, let's take into consideration those need to be considered. I am a human being. I am a single mom. I am an entrepreneur. All those things are true. All of those things can be equally overwhelming. So it's not to say that we should ignore the information we have when we make our decisions. And yet, we have another way to look at this. And this is where the title of today's scope comes from, right? Scoping out the long game. If I'm looking at this as a long process of bringing a piece of healing into my son's world after the divorce, if I'm looking at my intention as a mother is to be the best best mother I can be. My intention as an entrepreneur is to be the best entrepreneur I can be. My intention for everything that I want to do is to be the best that thing that I can be, right? So if that's my intention going in, what I'm really asking for, what I'm really wanting is this big picture thing where I can be the best that I can and still live this full, rich life. That's all fine and good. And it comes with this perception that it's all on me. It comes with this hurtful story that I bring to the table when adopting this dog is delayed, adopting, or, you know, for somebody else, it might be a job search or, you know, whatever that thing is that's on your table. We can look at that through this lens of our own painful story, in essence, right? That doesn't help us be the best thing that we are because it puts us in a stress state. But when we look long-term and we say, what I'm really asking for is to be the best, fill in the blank, that's what I'm really asking for, then we can begin to assume, we can begin to look at all of the little bumps along the road, all the little obstacles along the way, being something that helps condition us to be that best thing. So in the case of adopting a dog, that was extra errands in essence, right? That was extra trips to the pound. That was extra talks with my son. It was extra rigmarole in my head. All of it really conditioning and making me ready to be the best mom, the best dog owner, the best business owner that I could be, the best coach that I could be. And it's all served that greater purpose. The trick is when we're in that reactive state to trust that it's all serving us. This is where my good friend Colleen comes in. Now, you've heard me talk about her before. She is at Suburbia Dropout. You're going to want to check her out. What she has done is completely redesigned her life. She was a suburban mom. She had her blended family. She had a successful real estate business. And she got to a point where she's like, I'm not the best me I can be living this version of my life. This does not make me happy. It does not fuel my fire. So her and her partner looked for an alternative solution, ended up moving closer to his son in some mountain town. They thought they were going to have this rent to own on this beautiful piece of property. It was going to be this gorgeous space, and it really was. It was beautiful views. Well, the situation fell through with the people who owned it. That's hugely disappointing. We had a plan. We had a plan that we're going to design our life. We had a plan that it's going to look like this. We had a plan that we're going to be these kinds of parents. We had a plan. And the big goal, the long game, held, right? To live a life by design, which happens to be her tagline, and I think it's perfect. That's the big plan. The obstacle is somebody fell through on their agreement. They didn't hold up their end of the bargain. Well, they get there, and the house they thought they were buying, it was horribly misrepresented. And her partner now has an opportunity to go find himself in this new venture of his, flying planes out in Kansas. So now they're in mountain town in Colorado, looking for him to have his dream out in Kansas. That's a huge obstacle. That doesn't look by appearance something that is going to feed the goal of being the best parents, best business owners, best people that they can possibly be, right? In all appearances, it doesn't look that way. Well, guess what? She's just recently moved to Kansas in the house of her dreams on land where she hears coyotes at night. She sees these gorgeous sunrises and gorgeous sunsets. And for miles and miles, it's her and her kids and this really organic life that she really had asked for, but didn't look like it was coming into fruition in the very beginning. And she said to me the other night, she's like, "Boy, I'm actually really glad I had this misstep of that mountain town, or else I don't think I would have been able to handle living out here in what feels like the middle of nowhere." And it kind of is the middle of nowhere, right? She recognizes now, in hindsight, how much all of those obstacles, all of those perceived hardships, they were uncomfortable. They didn't feel good. I want you to understand that. Even though they didn't feel good, they served her greatest goal. That's the long game. So when you start to feel yourself be, "Oh God, I thought I was setting this up. I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought it was blah, 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 blah." You are. It's a long game. It's not a short game. It's not a you do these 10 things and ta-da, you've created this whole life shift for yourself. Everything we expect from ourselves, everything that is grander than ourselves, everything that we know we are on this planet to do is bigger than our current mind and our current heart can hold. It doesn't mean it's impossible. It means we want to grow into it. It means that our next steps are to condition ourselves to be capable to be that best person we can be, to move ourselves into and grow ourselves up in a sense, right? Into these roles that we know are ours to fill. Work and practice. Yes, exactly. Colleen and I talk all the time, and I'm like, "Well, I guess we know where our work is," right? Every time there's an obstacle. In fact, I don't know if you're following the abundance experiment on my blog or not, but I just wrote about my own, again, my own resistance to advertising and marketing, and that shows me where my work is, right? So there's a couple ways we can look at this. Yes, there's a long game, and we trust that everything that we're going through is conditioning us to be the best fill in the blank for that outcome. That's an amazing place to create from. We can, when we're in that place, come up with new ideas, inspirations, ways to share. We can have these conversations where, when we talk about what we do, we light up and people respond to that. That's a much different place than that heavy sigh that happens, you know. "So what do you do?" "Oh, well, you might very well love what you do, but if you're feeling overwhelmed by the stress of it's not coming off that way. You're not showing anyone else that you're actually really here to do that great, big, wonderful, beautiful thing that you're here to do." So when we remember this long game, and everything we're facing today is a short game, and where we have that resistance, where we get those frustrations, that's where our work is. That's where we get to practice, right? Then we condition ourselves for our greatest purpose on this planet. So those are my stories today. And if you think back to your own life, I want you to think about the times that, you said maybe you wanted a promotion. This happened for a client of mine. Really wanted this promotion because on the surface it gave outer rewards, more prestige, better pay, instead got laid off. And in the process of being laid off, found the thing that he was passionate about and ultimately ended up finding the job of his dreams, doing the thing that he was passionate about, right? If you look backward and you look at the times that you've been completely stressed out, wishing things had been different, and you look at where you're at now, I guarantee you, with some calm introspection, you're going to be able to see how all of that has served your greater good. I like myself because of the things I've been through, not in spite of them, but because of them, because every step along the way, it's shown me a piece of evidence that I'm strong, that I'm capable, that I'm smart, that I'm all of the things that I need to be for myself, my business, and my kids, right? So your homework is to do exactly that. It's my homework too, right? This is the same stuff that comes up for me. So our homework is to reflect on all of the ways our perceived trials actually empower us to do our best work in this world. And when we go past, that's where a good place to start, because then we can find the evidence there. And then we begin to move it to the now, right? What am I going through now that's uncomfortable, that I don't like, that I wish were different? And how could it be perfect? How might that thing be the very thing that helps me take my next step or helps me reach that level of success? And then we can project to the future. And we can imagine, okay, so if that thing that I was afraid of happens, if that actually happens for me, what's a way that that could be perfect for me? If I lose my job, if I get that divorce, if I have to move, how could that future thing I'm afraid of actually serve my highest good? That's our homework. I want to hear how it goes. Stay in touch with me at TiffanyHammond.com. Da, 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 da. And if you want to look into Colleen, she's in the midst of her move, so give her some time. But suburbiadropout.com is where her landing page is. She is actually using her journey to help people who repurpose household goods into home decor or even, useful yard things. She's not only doing that herself because that's what she's found she's passionate about, but she's helping people build businesses doing that too because she's got a fantastic business mind. So check her out too. This will be saved and it will be put on my YouTube playlist called Scoping Out. If you are a conscious transition student, we have office hours today. Can't wait to see you there at 11 o'clock Mountain Time. If you are a lovely member, next week, we have our group coaching call at 11 a.m. So put those things on your calendar. Check me out on YouTube/TiffanyHammond or my website, TiffanyHammond.com, to stay in touch with everything that's going on with the courses and with our work. And let me know what you find in your personal work that has helped you become the best you could be. Thanks everyone for coming. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.